Hello, and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Chris. With me today, as always, are Joshua.
She is a virgin.
And Danielle.
Bonsoir.
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a topic and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. We rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting, so go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. Today's topic is, you have pubic hair for teeth, or teeth for pubic hair?
You know, it's funny, I saw this one on the topic list, and I was like, maybe I'll do that one, and I was like, no.
Nope, save that one for Chris.
That worked out well for everyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Describe my eating if I have pubic hair for teeth.
It's not going to go very well.
Okay.
The eating. They do not provide a lot of... I mean, it's hair. So, like, you can eat whatever you can eat if your teeth are hair.
So, yogurt?
But then you're going to get yogurt all up in the hair and, oh, God.
Then you got yogurt hair.
Okay, question.
What up?
Excuse me. For the teeth... slash hair slash whatever, are they able to be waxed off?
The hair is, I guess.
So you can wax your gums.
Yeah.
Oh God, that would hurt so bad.
That would hurt real fucking bad.
That would hurt so much. Okay, so the teeth that are on my business, like, are they? Is my business like a chompy mouth, or do we have like rows of teeth in like a pretty pattern so people can think like I paid extra for the deluxe service at the salon?
For the deluxe teeth.
Yeah.
Are you asking if you have a shark mouth?
Well, yeah, I want to know what's going on with my business because
That's a fair question. That's a fair question. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It is not a working. It is not a working mouth. I was about to say it's not a working orifice, and then I was like, that's not true. That's just not up to me. Whether your orifice is working or not, I'm just saying it is not a mouth. It is, so the teeth are, kind of random and they grow, it is not nice clean rows.
Okay.
It's how your, it's sort of, it kind of mimics how your hair naturally grows in, which would be like different sized and kind of going off in different angles and yeah. And they're embedded in your skin.
Okay. So they're coming
the same way teeth are.
Okay.
And yeah, they're coming through the skin. And it doesn't hurt or anything. That just pretend the biology works.
Okay, so if I have teeth down there, that means I don't have hair down there.
Correctamundo.
Huh. And then what angle are the teeth to my skin? Like, they fall flush to my skin? Do they point straight out?
Like, they follow the same angle as your hair, so I'm going to say, like, mostly perpendicular to your skin, but some at an angle.
Okay.
But you don't have any, like, ingrown teeth.
Ugh. Oh, God.
Fuck.
Eek. All right.
I just bummed myself out halfway through saying that.
You know, I'm trying to figure out the mechanics of this, but I think I've already made my mind up. Joshua.
Can the teeth be pulled out as easily as hair can be pulled out? And does it,
no.
And when it's pulled out, does it hurt that's... like the way teeth are pulled?
The teeth can be pulled out the same way teeth are pulled out.
Oh, okay. So they're in there.
And it hurts. It hurts the same amount as the teeth.
Okay.
And then do the teeth grow back if they're pulled, or it's just like in your mouth where...
That's a tricky one. I'm going to say just because it makes it too easy, I'm going to say they grow back. But I will say it's slower than hair.
Okay, so we'll be back in like 4 to 6
weeks. You think that
weeks.
Makes it easy? If you were to say no, that means that you're banking on us yanking out all of our crotch teeth?
Yeah, I think if that happens, like, you're going to go to the hospital and you're going to be like, hey, doctor, I have crotch teeth. I picked it up in Thailand or something. And they're going to be like, okay, well, what would you like us to do about this? I'm like, numb my crotch and take out the teeth. And
there are a
then
lot
I'm
of
done.
Nerves down there, man.
See, I didn't even think of a doctor. I was thinking like, oh, you're getting a pair of pliers and you're just going to work.
excuse me. No. I'm going to a doctor. I'm gonna be like, you know those little thingies that you get pregnant with, the spinals? And I just want everything.
An epidural?
Yeah. I just want drugs directly into my spinal cord. I want everything below my neck to be numb, and I want you to take all the teeth out.
Like, and you'd have to do that like 4 times a year.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Just shoot that Novocaine in my wang hole.
Just right in that wang hole.
Can I just say, I think you guys are overusing wang hole. When I used wang hole during our Thanksgiving episode, I feel like it was done with taste. And,
there is no way we could overuse wang hole.
And with our release schedule, this episode won't be released for like 3 months after the wang hole reference.
Right. Like, if this even makes the cut, it's going to be in January, so it'll be fine.
People wang will have hole. Forgotten about wang hole by then.
Okay.
Wang hole.
They'll
come back. I'm thinking, I think every 3 months is a good amount of time. Like, and they'll grow. It's not like you wake up one day and suddenly you have teeth crotch again, or crotch teeth. I don't know what we're saying.
Yeah.
Crotch teeth?
So wait, they're growing back in 3 months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of insurance do you have that you can just go have elective surgery every three months and not have to, not go bankrupt?
Not good.
Not good enough, I don't think.
Not good enough.
All right. I'm already settled on this.
We haven't asked any questions on the other side. How can you be settled?
It's pretty self-explanatory. It is. Your mouth is filled with short curlies. Like, you can't chew anything. You got a mouthful of hair all the time.
Yeah, when you drink water, like, it goes back into your throat. Like, the hair gets...
Yeah, you'd be choking on hairs
a lot. Yeah, like, when you have a piece of hair that, like, sticks to your tongue sometimes, it, like, drives you crazy because you can't get it off. And, no,
and like, even if there's hair in your food, you'd never know.
Plus, you wouldn't have teeth.
Well,
even if
also
you got
that.
Rid of the hair, you'd be fucking toothless.
I mean, you could get dentures.
Yeah, you could get dentures.
Yes. Yeah,
but the hair would grow back, and the hair grows back like regular hair grows back. So you could get rid of the hair, but it's going
to
grow back in the same amount of time that hair
weeks.
Grows back. Yeah.
And then after repeated waxings, eventually it will come back thinner, but you don't have any fucking teeth.
Yeah, the hair's always going to be there, and I'm even going to say it. There's no noticeable amount of thinning. Like, it just comes back.
Yeah, this seems pretty easy to me. I mean, I think the only thing that's unfortunate is you got, like, teeth coming out your crotch, and then, say, for example, there was another person on this podcast who also had teeth coming out of their crotch.
So, wait.
And those teeth were to contact one another.
You're saying this is an easy choice and you're going teeth?
Yeah, I'm going teeth.
I think this is an easy choice and you're going hair.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's just because to this point in... You know, in time, women have done such bizarre things with their pubic hair that, like, having teeth down there doesn't seem like that much of a big deal to me.
I mean, one surgery and I have implants and I have teeth again. I now have hair growing around them, which is weird.
Oh,
but...
my God, that's fucking gross.
But at least I would have teeth again.
I'm thinking I figure out how to get rid of the hair in the easiest way possible, or just, like, trim it. Like, I think... What if you could just trim it with scissors really close to your gums? You get pretty good at that. And then you just have dentures. And you just put the dentures over the, like, hair stub, like the 5 o'clock shadow.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of murk. And, you know, I don't know.
You get a small electric shaver, like a nose hair trimmer, to get, like, back in the corners of your mouth.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, this is
going to be a lot of it's going to be a lot of maintenance, and you know, I'm not going to be thrilled about it. But yeah,
I feel like if the teeth are clean, like, I don't know, I could make something of that.
Well, I mean, the
really
teeth are
going to
be as clean as you keep.
Well, yeah, you got to keep them clean.
You're going to have to.
That feels like work.
Yeah, it's going to be some effort. Well, so is trimming your mouse hair. It's fucking gross.
Yeah, but I don't want to be like, you know, it's the end of the night. And you're tired, and you're going to bed, and you're like, fuck, I forgot to brush my pubes.
You just do it in the shower, dude. It's
gotta
not like...
You got to do it twice a day. You're going to have to brush your pubes twice a day.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to... Oh, man. I'm going to
have
to get
coming in contact with sugar unless you're, like, dumping maple syrup on your business.
And I am.
It's a whole different environment down there.
It's dipping. Also, I'm going to have to get two toothbrushes because if I pick... crotch teeth, and then I'm also going to have mouth teeth, and I'm going to have two electric toothbrushes going at the same time. Ooh, that might be electric toothbrush.
That might be
on
stimulating.
The downstairs. That might be
fun. So, not to discount what you're saying, even though it doesn't make any sense.
Even though I'm going to discount what you're saying.
Even though.
How dirty does your crotch get? It's not filled with saliva. It's not eating food. The teeth are exterior because it's growing where hair would grow. I'm so confused
now,
as to why you
correct me if I'm wrong, but being filled with saliva brush. Would make it cleaner. Saliva is there to help clean your mouth.
Danielle, I don't know. I'm just saying because I've never had teeth grow out of my body, not in my mouth. So I don't know.
I think they'd be fine.
But
you'd be
just
like
that
dude
my
from,
armpits
Naruto.
And every like just like every other crease in my body, like there's sweat and dirt and whatever the else that gets in there. Like you're gonna have to clean it.
You
gonna
just
have to get
fucking
in there.
Shower, dude. What do you do when you shower? Do you wash your armpits before you go to bed?
No, I just turn the shower on and look at it and then go to work. It's called taking a shower. No, regardless whether you have to clean your teeth or not, your crotch teeth or not, I don't care. Like, it doesn't matter. I'm still going hair, teeth, hair, mouth.
All right, Chris, I got an armpit question for you.
Armpit question.
Do you trim your armpit hair?
No.
I was in Florida a couple months ago.
Florida?
And I was like, this is bullshit. And I just shaved my armpits while I was down there.
Ooh,
it was like,
man.
It was like 2 months ago. They haven't fucking grown back at all.
Oh, no.
At all? Like, hardly. Hardly at all.
Like you're a baby under your arms?
Well, no, I don't shave that well, so.
Oh, okay.
Can I just
so
say, it's just, it's so hilarious.
It's
Sweet
stubble?
Joshua.
Oh.
Like,
what?
The fucking shaves his pits once. Doesn't grow hair back.
Yeah,
here
it
I
just
am
didn't
paying
grow back.
God knows how much money to have hair forcefully ripped from my body every 4 to 6 weeks. It's a travesty.
I'm not complaining. I'm just asking, is this fucking normal?
That's not normal, dude.
I don't know. I can't. I guess I've trimmed, like, when I don't know, a couple of times maybe? But, like, nothing really. I've never really spent that much time paying attention to my armpit hair. Besides, you know, washing it every once in a while.
You're missing out.
I got basically none now.
Yeah.
Does it hurt coming back in? Like, is it stubbly?
I can't tell you. It's not coming back in.
Do you get razor burn? Do you have to, like, lotion it up? I'm just so confused. What is that? Ooh, are you cooler now than you were? I'm so confused.
Yeah, that's why.
So
that's
questions.
Why I did it, because I was like, Florida fucking sucks.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going pubic hair for teeth.
Yeah, I'm going pubic hair for teeth.
All right, whatever.
There is no other option.
I
mean,
I don't know
there's
why
one other
you feel
option,
that way.
But I'm not taking.
There is literally one other option. Danielle, you have one last chance to convince us.
No, dude, I can't see any value in what you're talking about. When I could just have teeth on my hoo-ha, whatever. It's just teeth.
It's just I.
That's such a good argument. Like, it's right. just teeth.
It's
just not
teeth on
what
your
you guys
hoo-ha.
Are talking
that's
about,
not a valid just, as valid of an argument as it's just hair. Like,
it's just downstairs
teeth. It's just not even computing. Like, I can't even explain why I feel like you guys are so wrong.
Could you, okay, voice, Danielle, but could you imagine if I went on a date and it went really well and whatever fluke reason,
she decided she wanted to get you naked.
Yeah, and
that?
I was like, wait, I gotta tell you, I have teeth on my dick.
It's not on your dick; it's where your pubic hair would grow.
Fine, I have teeth surrounding my dick.
Yeah,
I'm. Can you imagine? Oh my god! Do you remember the episode that we did? We're running away screaming on a first date. Like, that's what would happen.
I don't know. There maybe that just doesn't freak me out.
Okay.
It wouldn't freak you out to see that on someone else?
It'd take me a minute to get used to it, I suppose. But no, that wouldn't freak me out.
Just a minute.
Yeah, I mean, as long as they weren't going to injure me, I'd be fine.
Okay.
Sorry, dude. Like, I don't have anything for you.
We've reached an impasse.
We have.
Joshua, I'm so glad we're on the same page. Otherwise, I might feel like I'm losing my mind.
Yeah. I'm with ya.
thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week we discussed pubic hair for teeth or teeth for pubic hair. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com, tweet us at tortpodcast, or pop on by our Facebook page to say hello. If you have a great idea for a topic, send us an email, and don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout-out. If you like the show, tell your friends, do us a favor, and rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you got this episode. Be sure to join us next week, and we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.